What a beautiful weekend. Sunshine, a lot of sport, a lot of people out and about. And one of them, like, you never know what tomorrow will bring in life. We all know that. But how about Catherine Kelly Lang from The Bold and the Beautiful in Port Macquarie over the weekend? Yes, Brooke from the B&B. We couldn't believe it. Now, Mr. Triathlon is the great man, Pete Murray. He's going to tell us why Catherine was here. First up, good morning, Pete. Thanks for joining us.
Bold and the Beautiful, Strawny. How are you, mate?
Terrific. Now, what's the story with Catherine coming to Australia? We know she loves Australia, but why was she in Port Macquarie at the weekend?
Well, Catherine was over in Sydney. She was doing crosses for Studio 10 on Channel 10 each morning. She was a guest host there, and she's also, they filmed a copy of The Living Room, which will be going to air in about 2 weeks' time on Friday night. So she's actually a mad triathlete, believe it or not, Stawny. She's done the Hawaii Ironman. She's done the World Championships over Ironman 70.3. And her and her partner, Dom, they had this great little clothing company in triathlon and cycling called Ride, R-Y-D, and my partner, she's sponsored by them. So Catherine and Dom were in Sydney for the weekend. Said, well, why don't we just come up to Port Macquarie and spend the weekend up in here? So sure enough, Friday night they came up, they dropped in and stayed up here. They ran a nice, beautiful property on Lighthouse Road there, and we spent the whole weekend with them. And they did a little bit of training and a little bit of sightseeing. And I tell you what, we could not believe the fans of Bold and the Beautiful in Port Macquarie. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, too right, Pete. And by all accounts, she's a really lovely person.
Oh, she's a gem. She's like, I'll be honest, I haven't watched one episode of Bold and the Beautiful, but I will be tuning in at 7:30 this morning now.
Mate, she's a shocker. In the series, she's an absolute shocker.
I don't know what a shocker in real life.
I know. Everyone says that.
Beautiful. She's absolutely fantastic. And like I said, we went on Saturday, we went down the beach house for lunch here in Port Macquarie, and from the moment we sat down, it was just like constant people coming up. And like you said, why would she be in Port Macquarie? And you could see people storing, looking, going, geez, that looks like Catherine Kelly Lang over there. Yeah. Why would she be in Port Macquarie? Sure enough, they come up. Yesterday we went to the zoo, and I've got to say, the Billabong Zoo, Mark Stone, boy, what an attraction for Port Macquarie that is. It was absolutely fantastic. He's done an amazing job. He gave her a personalised tour. And I'll tell you what, Mark, you know, he's a big fella. He's a big hunk of a man. He was taking 1,000 selfies. get out to the
Billabong,
mate. That is a top spot.
It is too. Now, Pete, look, call me old-fashioned, but ever since I went on a school excursion from Putney Primary to the Sydney Zoo, I love watching the spider monkey. He's sensational. What did Catherine really like at the zoo at the Billabong?
Oh, well, Mark, yeah, he just gave the 100% professional tour. Obviously, the koala, holding the koala and patting the koala, that was a massive thing. She got in and fed the leopards as well. How Mark and his staff to train those animals. You know, these are wild animals, but so friendly at the same time. So she got them. She loved the meerkats, the addition there out the zoo. And they're actually quite cute. There's three little ones, and they're running around, and she was feeding them corn and peanuts and stuff like that. So she had an absolute ball. And then we went on a river cruise straight after, the sunset cruise, and it was funny again. There was five more experienced ladies, if you're going to say that in age. And the whole cruise, we were sitting at the back having a couple of beers, the whole cruise, they were looking out going, and at the end, sure enough, she got swamped. It was fantastic, mate.
Yeah. And what about, Pete, would there be any possibility that Catherine would like to come back and maybe do one of the Ironman in Port?
Yeah, well, if you're seriously thinking about the Ironman here in Australia, in Port Macquarie, as you know, we hold here in May. She's in Australia quite a lot, not just with Bold and the Beautiful, doing her commitments to her and partners, as I mentioned, not just that one company. They've got a number of companies in fashion. I know they do the caftans, which are very, very popular, and we saw a couple of people wearing the caftans yesterday. So, I mean, they love Australia. It was her first time to Port Macquarie. I'm not just saying it, Strawny. She absolutely loved it. And, you know, with the weather on the weekend, the beaches were beautiful. The weather was fantastic. So it made it run much better.
Good on you, Pete. Now, I know you did a little treat for Marion and I. Now, coming up at 8:45, when we do the Bold and the Beautiful update, the great Pete Murray has got Catherine to record a little piece because she loves listening to Triple M and Marion with the B&B update. That's coming up at 8:45. I'll hold that off till then. I'll put the video up on the Triple M Facebook site, all right? Thanks for joining us, Pete.
Thanks, Can I just do one more thing, mate?
Yeah, sure.
This is how mad the fans are here in Port Macquarie. Everyone knows Tim Van Berkel, a mad triathlete. Well, he saw the post that we put up, you know, he said preempting what's going to be this interview on the Triple M Facebook site. And his mum's an absolute crazy fan, Joe. So we were at the Tacking Point Tavern last night, just finishing off dinner around 8:30, quarter to nine. And Berkel rings me from Thailand saying, hey, can you draw any chance you can just take her around to see my mum?
I said,
Kelly was, you know, no dramas at all. So it was on the way home. And so at quarter to nine, we've got the lights flashing in Tim Van Berkel's driveway. Poor Joe's in bed. And I go, hey, Joe, come out. And sure enough, she came out. And she was like a kid in a lolly shop. She was screaming her heart out. Cull and Kelly got the photos. And we were just like laughing. It just shows you how wild the fans are in Bold and Beautiful, mate.
Yeah, for sure. Pete, I can't thank you enough, mate. We'll put the video up about quarter to nine of Catherine Kelly Lang giving Marion a bit of a rap from the B&B update. Thank you, Pete.
Thank you. See you soon, champion.